Crested grebes. Ireland is a land fortunate to be well endowed with many fine-looking, tuneful and charismatic birds. Some, like the skylark and starling, are exceptional vocalists. Some have stunningly pigmented plumage, such as the vivid turquoise and teal colouring of the kingfisher. And then there are those whose courtship ceremonies are truly extravagant. In this category, the great crested grebe tops the charts. Crested grebes are large birds with a long, slender neck and a long, pointed bill. For most of the year, their feathers are assorted shades of grey and white. But as mating season approaches, crested grebes produce an elaborate fan of rufous feathers around their head, a flame-coloured collar fringing out from their face, perfectly offset by their distinctive black cap and white-fronted neck. On the water, crested grebes swim about gracefully with their long neck and crest handsomely displayed. Rivers, lakes and estuaries are where grebes feel most at home, being well adapted for swimming and diving. Their legs are positioned far back on their bodies, which makes them appear clunky and awkward on land, but allows them to dive with speed and precision. They can stay submerged for as long as 40 seconds at a time in pursuit of fish to catch and eat. But let's get back to the thing that's most exceptional about these great crested grebes, which is the business of their appearance and behaviour around the time of courtship. In March each year, the exotic feathered crest appears on both males and females. Once this unusual arrangement of feathers are all set at an appropriately eye-catching angle from their heads, crested grebes engage in some of the most elaborate and wonderfully choreographed courtship dances of any bird anywhere in the world. Beginning in early spring, either the male or the female advertise their readiness with a low, croaking call. Then he or she will dive underwater to approach the potential mate who they're focusing their expectations on. The one to whom this attention is directed responds by raising up the front feathers on his or her head and spreading out their wings dramatically. This particular piece of the courting choreography is known as the cat display. The diving bird, the one who has initiated this matching, then rises up from underwater, emerging with their back turned to their intended, their long neck curved down and their bill pointing towards the water. In this poise, the coloured crest is well displayed as they slowly rotate to face their potential partner. This step in the choreographed sequence is known as the ghostly penguin display. When both birds find themselves face to face, looking into each other's strange and elusive red eyes, they begin with a sequence of synchronized head shaking and something akin to dancing movements. This is known as the discovery ceremony. Once they have gotten to this stage of flirting and familiarity, one of them will dash away melodramatically, skimming the water on rapidly paddling feet and flapping their wings for the right degree of elevation. This stage in the courtship ritual is known as the retreat ceremony. Eventually, if sufficiently enamoured with each other, the pair settle into some parallel swimming and lots more shaking of their heads at each other, a call and response kind of movement. After all of this, the bonding pair progress to what is known as the weed ceremony, where each one dives to pick some weeds from under the water. Then they come close and rub their bellies together earnestly, while each admiring the other's beakful of weed and shaking their heads a little more. The offer of weeds is a gesture of homemaking, the next step to complete before any actual mating takes place. Because these birds are quite particular in how they like to do things, they won't just mate any which where. Both the female and the male collect up the weeds with which to build their nesting platform, and the pair construct the nest together. It is built as a big floating platform of water weeds, twigs and reeds, generally at the edge of a lake or canal, anchored in place by being attached to emergent reeds. And finally, when all of these steps have been completed, when the nest is large and steady enough, one or the other of the newly established pair can clamber up on their floating palace of twigs and weeds and solicits the other, finally, to mate. Once again, there is little difference between the sexes as they proceed. These birds have equal rights and responsibilities in almost everything they do. Both male and female great crested grebes look the same, both with equally theatrical rusty orange feathers surrounding their head, and both with conspicuous black crowns on top of their heads too. Male and female are equally as likely to initiate the courtship display, and they play equal parts in their synchronized courtship dance. If only all of us could take such equality between the sexes for granted. But I guess these crested grebes have had a lot longer than us humans to evolve.